Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Tom Anastasi back on the show. Tom is a long time, let's see, how long? Golly, 18 years he's been hanging out with us on the Brain Trust. He's a professor at Boston University Department of Organizational Behavior. He's helped small business owners so many times over the years through his volunteering with SCORE, his work with the Small Business Development Centers. And Dr. Tom Anastasi is also the author of The Successful Entrepreneur. He's the producer of the outstanding award-winning, multiple award-winning film, full-length indie film, Spin the Plate. And he's our good friend. Tom, welcome back.
Well, thank you very much.
So I told you wrong earlier. I do have your notes on focus groups, and I was telling the audience about this. I'm going to go out on a limb. It's not very big, it's not very much of a risk here, I think, Tom. I know small business owners pretty well. I'm going to say that 99 out of 100 small business owners, maybe 998 out of 1,000, have never done a focus group. Now
I would say that's right.
You've been around this sector too. Let's demystify that. What do you think?
Well, funny because sometimes people have contacted me to do focus groups, but the most common thing happens is that when I teach marketing to graduate students, we talk about focus groups, and as an assignment, I say, hey, find a small business, do a focus group for them, tell them you'll do it for free. And every single time the small business owners say, oh my gosh, this has been so useful.
So tell them what it is. Tell them what a focus group is. I know you and I think everybody knows, but in case someone appeared out of nowhere and tell them what a focus group is.
Sure. So you get maybe 7 to 12 people, and there's two types. One is your existing customers. And what we do is essentially pick their brain and say, okay, why do you love doing business with them? How can they improve? And things like that. The other one is people who are not existing customers. The most common time it's done is in the startup stage. But it can also be done in the growth stage too as well, where you get, again, 7 to 12 people randomly picked, and then you say, hey, if we did this product, or what do you think about our pricing, or what do you think about changing locations and things like that. And it's amazing the feedback you get. Yeah. And people say, well, 7 to 12
million. They'll tell you the unabashed truth, won't they?
They will. Oh, my goodness. And that's why sometimes it's hard for the business owner themselves to do the focus group, because what they'll do is they'll just kind of explain things. Well, this is why we do that. And people say, oh, I get that. But then the business owner can't be with every single customer.
That's right.
At every single time. And so really listening, it's amazing what you will find out.
Well, and you might find out, you might want to check and see whether your name, the name of your company, is intuitive enough to tell people why it's called that. You know, I had a friend who was in the copier business years ago, and the name of the company was, you know, XYZ Copiers. This was back when, you know, copiers was a big deal back in a long time ago. And all of a sudden, one day, he just changed the company name to his personal name without any reference to what he did.
Yeah, not a good idea.
I never understood that, you know, but had he done a focus group, I mean, he's still in business. I mean, he's a good guy. He's still in business. It worked out. But I think if he'd done a focus group, people would have said, well, I don't know what you do.
And that is a huge thing. So naming the company, naming the product, these are huge things. and you can find it out really, really quickly. Mm-hmm. And lots of times people have their kids name their business. And
or they name it after their, or they name it after their kid.
They do. They do. And I've known people do that, too. And, okay, that's great, but how do, what do people think about that? And they may think it's the greatest idea in the world, and typically it's not going to pull real well because the focus group members don't really have any emotional attachment. And so they will tell you. And the nice thing I like about focus groups is that they will be honest and they will also be kind. And these are two things that, that are that they're not going to go out of their way to say just mean things, but they're also going to be very honest. So when we had our movie, we ran three focus groups. We did one in Boston, we did one in Manchester, New Hampshire, and one in Los Angeles. And we had different people, and we showed the movie, and when we showed the focus group, the most common thing we got was the movie's too long. And if I had been there saying, well, you know, but this is such a great scene, and now you, and this, well, yeah, this is why we need to have
or,
it.
Or maybe, so, are you, or you might have said, are you out of your mind?
So we ended up cutting the movie by 22 minutes.
Wow.
22, that is a long
and
time.
And that hurt your feelings, now, didn't it?
Oh my gosh! It's like it's
cuts,
like, you know,
here your babies laying up for adoption. You cut your babies off, and they're laying on the floor now.
They did, but we listened, and we cut 20 minutes off, and now everyone says, "Oh my gosh, I wish the movie were longer."
Well, you know, let's make it real simple and bring it back to what everybody does. What if you said, "I'm thinking about changing the color of the paint in my in my store. We should repaint it another color." Ask some customers what they think about the colors. I mean, you could do it. It could be that ad hoc, couldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Things like your
it doesn't have to be sign. That. It can be scientific or not scientific. I think it depends on what the issue is. If you're going to change your name, if you're going to go in a new direction, if you're going to move, then I'd be a little more sophisticated. But if you're going to change the paint color of your which I think is a good idea, you know, I quick story. A guy who taught me a whole lot when I was in college. I worked for him. He had a furniture store. And I went to a market with him one time, and he bought a bunch of furniture I thought was ugly. And I said, Mr. Mangum, why are you buying all these sofas? Do you like that sofa? He said, I hate that sofa. I said, why are you buying it? He said, because I'm not going to be buying that sofa and putting it in my living room. He knew what his customers wanted, even though it wasn't what he wanted.
Right.
A pretty smart guy. Quick break. Right back with Tom Anastasi. More on focus groups after the break. TomAnastasi.com is the website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.